Blog Talk Radio.
It's real simple. Y'all ready? The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Say, I won't fear.
I won't
fear. I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Say, I won't fear.
I won't fear.
People of God, sing hallelujah. Jesus, right there, shout Jesus. Say, He always got me.
He always got me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
It restores my soul.
Restores my soul.
Y'all got to say this real good. Say, mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness.
Give me assurance.
Give me assurance.
One of these old days.
Yeah.
comfort.
He's my comfort.
Yeah.
Always holds me close.
Somebody open up your mouth right there and give the Lord glory and sing hallelujah.
Last time.
Yeah, from your spirit.
I am not
from your spirit. Take it one more time. Somebody came here feeling like they were by themselves, but this is for you. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am not alone.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning, I tell you, God is faithful. He's faithful. He is faithful, and he is on our side today in spite of us. Ah, yes, Lord. Another Wednesday morning, I was thinking, we almost into the weekend again. Two more days. Well, one more day, Thursday, then Friday, we into the weekend. And then Saturday and Sunday, days of rest again. And so I'm thankful unto him, unto Almighty God. I got you, Jerry. Thank you. Yeah, Lord, I'll make sure you get the message. And so this morning, that was Joshua Sherman in Psalms 231, I am not alone. And we are not. We are not. We have Almighty God who have all the power. There is no higher power today. And so this morning we're going to hear Pastor Terry K. Anderson and his message of today. And I thank God that I can do this because by Wednesday, many days, I need just a little bit rest, a little bit of rest. And so the Lord is faithful, and he blessed me that I can bring a recorded message from one of the preachers I kind of trust a little bit to stay, you know, in the boundaries of Almighty God, not get too far out there. Many of them today, even him, get a little out there sometimes, but nonetheless, it's so close until, you know, it's something that can be overlooked and we get the meat of the message, the meat of God's word, and we continue on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Grateful for another Wednesday morning. And God has been faithful to us. And we thank him. We thank him because he did not have to wake us up this morning. Yeah, we could have been gone, but he blessed us to wake up this day. And so we're thankful unto him. I'm going to kind of come in a little bit quicker this morning with Pastor Terry K. and get that message going. But I wanted to share this, that Marquis says, what time is it? And I just gave us a little something to think about because the believer, we watch our clocks, we watch our watches because we know that time is winding up and we're coming to an end. And when we hear of different things, we know it's getting closer and closer to the return of Almighty God. And so we're preparing for his return. You know, he said people will still be getting married. People will still be having babies, you know. People still going to work. Everything going on, you know, as they say, business as usual. And then all of a sudden, pow, there it is. You know, he's coming. Yeah, every eye is going to see him. Every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess. Because it's not just about this life and the way a lot of teachings I hear and I see, it's about this life. But no, it's not just about this life. There's another life after this life. Hallelujah. There's good and bad. There's a good life and then there's a bad life after this life. And so we're preparing for that good life. Yeah. I remember when I was much younger in my late teens, 18, 19, retirement. I didn't have that on my mind. I wasn't thinking, retire. Oh, man, I'm young. I'm full of life. I could do flips. I could walk in stiletto heels. I could run in stiletto heels. I'm to my gunning. I could do it. So I was not thinking about retirement. I couldn't see myself at this age, not when I was 18 and 19. Yeah, but that day surely came. When I was going to need retirement. I was going to need to retire, and I was going to need some retirement money so that I could continue to live while I'm not working. But at 18 and 19, at 17, that's not where my mind was. 16, oh no, that's not where my mind was. Yeah, my mind was on stuff like, what's the next song coming out, you know? What's the next fashion? What's the latest hairstyle? That's where the mind was, not on retiring. But you see, and they're all coming on up through the years to come to 64. Coming on up through the years, in my early 20s, late 20s, early 30s, I was kind of not thinking about I would be this age one day. I was the age that I was, and that's where I was, right there at that age, doing right there what that age does. But that day surely comes, 64, I'm here, you see. So we keep hearing for years and years. And, you know, I heard it. My parents said it. Many people tell me, yeah, when I turn 63, this, that, and that. When I turn 65, when I turn 67, I heard all of this. But I paid it no attention because that wasn't for me. That's for old people. Did not realize daily I was aging. I was getting older and older as the days went by. And so many of us, we don't realize as the days go by, the time is coming closer and closer and closer to the return of Jesus. And we see things going on as normal or usual or regular. We still buying groceries. We still can shop even online. And we can drive our cars and go places and do that. So we don't see it if he's going to return. The pandemic out here, and they're still trying to act as if there's no pandemic. Yeah, they come up with some kind of vaccine, change of DNA, and So we don't see it as he's returning, many of us. We don't see these signs that it's even closer than it was in 2020 for him to return. So what time is it when the believer look at his clock or watch? It's time to pray. It's time to praise. It's time to testify of the goodness of the Lord. It's time that whatever ministry, whatever work, or labor he called or chose us for, we need to get about our Father's business because you want your work done when he returns. It's not the work that saved us. It's his grace, his mercy. Most of all, his love is what saved us according to his word and according to our faith, you see. But there are things he brought us forth out of our mother's womb to do. And we can't sit back and look at everybody else got something to do, and I don't have nothing to do. I just go to work, come home, cook, clean, eat, whatever I do, and that's it. No, there's labor for you, and you got to seek God to see what it is and have some patience to wait for him. But I believe he's moving quick these days. Yeah, I ministered to people and told them what the labor was, and they paid that no attention. They said, when God tell me that, I'm like to myself, when God, he already told you. You don't understand. I'm telling you what he said. So when God returned, and he haven't used me or anyone else to go back to them, and they receive what he said through the vessel that God used, the labor won't be done. And I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward. Yeah, I want to go forward. I don't want to go backwards. So what time is it? It's time for us not only to prepare, but to get our labor done. Hallelujah. Unto Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful to him this morning. And see, I learned this. I cannot be like someone else. I have to be who he called me to be. I have to be who he brought me forth out of my mother's womb to be. I just got to be me, in other words. Y'all heard the song, just got to be me. I got to be me. And I'm not trying to be no one else and do it no other way but the way God give it to me to do it unto him. Got a beautiful call from Alaska. I prayed for this lady. And well, these two ladies. And they are going for promotions on the job. And the pay almost 5 times or more increase. Prayed the prayer of faith with them. They called me back. One called me back, and she said, the other one said, my day has never gone so good. Oh, I had a wonderful day. And the one that called me, she said, it was an excellent day. God bless both of us. She said, listen, we were so blessed by the prayer. God heard that prayer until this what happened. The people we were dealing with, we were happy. You know what I'm saying? Set free. And therefore, we could deal with our clients better. We served them much better. They were pleased, and it made their day better. God is faithful, but he needs some workers. He needs some folk with some faith, some workers that have trust in him, some workers who can let go so that he can fulfill. Yeah. I know sometimes it's a hard thing to let go, but I've learned over the years, let it go. You cannot do nothing with it anyway, Barbara. Let God have his business. He is able to see you through. Hallelujah. And he is able to bless you to get done what he called you to do, what he chose you to do, what he brought you forth out of your mother's womb to do. Because, see, before I entered the womb, he had already made plans for me. He knew I would come along. And he already had plans for me. He already had purpose for Barbara. Barbara didn't know it. Oh, but she found out one day. Thank you, Jesus. That's the good news right there. I found out, hallelujah, what it was. Yeah. So we thank God this morning. We're going to prayer. And right after prayer, one more song. And after that song, I'm going to play a dedication to someone this morning. After this song, then we'll come right back with Pastor Terry K. Anderson this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And his message is lessons from the fiery furnace. Lessons from the fiery furnace. Now, he have a totally black congregation, basically, predominantly black African-American, so as they call it. So what happened is, these are the people that he's preaching to or teaching. So I don't want anyone, you know, if you're not African-American, I don't want you to be offended, because it's nothing against you. It's nothing against you, because sometimes when people hear, oh, when they was in slavery, oh, they enslaved the black folks, you know, they get a little touchy. But no need. It's history. It is what it is. It's what happened. Is over with, you know, and God delivered and he brought and set free, and today we're to love one another. Yeah, and not to say, well, they're my enemies, they had us in slavery. You wasn't even there. I wasn't there, you know, so I can't hold it against you, and you wasn't there. You know, you can't blame me for what my great-great-grandparents did. Don't do that, because I wasn't even back there. I had nothing to do with their choices. Yeah, so we pray and we keep it moving in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day. Father, we thank you that you're never too busy for us. We can always come boldly before your throne of grace and make our petitions known unto you. Father, we can come to you anytime and you will in no wise cast us out, but you're always here for us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. You would be with us until the end. And Father, 64 years you never left me. Even when I didn't know you, you yet took care of me for such a time as this. And we thank you this morning because you've done it for all of us. You took care of us for such a special time as this. The day that we realize that another day that the Lord has made, another day that the Lord has brought me, another day that God has blessed me. We thank you, Lord, for knowing that it's you and nothing of us. For without you, Father, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. We're grateful unto you this morning. We appreciate you. And Father, we love you today. Oh, it was you who first loved us. We thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, which is still the word. We thank you for the suffering, the hanging, the bleeding, the dying, conquering all and rising with all power for us today, that you could redeem us back to you. We thank you that you are more than for us. You're more than we need. Again, you're always there. All we have to do is draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. If we cry out to you, not only you hear, but you'll answer the cry. We thank you this morning. We thank you, His Majesty. Or we give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Father, there's none like you. All you open doors and you make ways and you keep on taking care of us. We thank you for food on the table, roof over our head, transportation, Father. We thank you for a few dollars in the checking account. We thank you for leading and guiding us in the right path for your name's sake. Oh, the list is endless of the thank yous we want to give you, Father. And if we had 10,000 tongues and we began to praise you with everyone, it would not be enough. For Father, you're more than. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come this morning, Father, bringing every call and every listener, those coming through the podcast and the archives as well. And Father, we ask that you would bless these, your people today. We ask this morning, Father, that you would move for them in a mighty way this day, May the 12th, 2021. But Father, we realize our time is not your time. But Father, you can move in the now for us if it be your will. And we believe it's your will. We believe you're doing it for us right now. Father, those that stand in the need of healing, stand in the need of money, stand in the need of a clear understanding. Father, do it today for these your people in the name of Jesus. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Bless their friends, Father, even near and far in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. And we thank you for a sound mind today. We give you glory right now. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you right now for a sound mind. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Because if we didn't have our right minds, we would be confused. We wouldn't know which way to go. We wouldn't know you. We wouldn't understand. But Lord, you drew us to you and you blessed us. Hallelujah. And we're thankful unto you this morning. We come this morning, Father, asking that every caller and every listener, the Lord, you would do something special, send a special blessing their way today, May the 12th, 2021, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated. Lord, those that are in every branch of the military. Those that are in the administration of the military. Bless today, Father. Move by your spirit for these as well in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families. Lord, senior citizens, intercessory prayer people, preachers, Lord, Israel and Jerusalem today, oh God. Father, move by your spirit for these, your people, in the name of Jesus. Oh, they stand in need this morning. And Father, we ask that you would bless our brothers and sisters everywhere that's overseas. Lord, move by your spirit for these, your people, and bless them in a special way today. Lord, send special miracles their way this day. You know what they stand in need of. Strengthen them spiritually the more in you. Lord, teach them even more how to walk in your spirit, that they don't fulfill the lust of their flesh, in the name of Jesus. But Father, we realize in many situations it's much harder than being in this country. So Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way today, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless America and the leadership of America. We've fallen by the wayside. Lord, many of us have fell completely away, even preachers. Lord, teachers, your people that you call by your name. And Father, we ask this morning that you would restore in the name of Jesus, for you wish that none would perish. Restore unto you this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor, Father. And we give you all the praise today in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Lord, bless Pastor Anderson wherever he may be. I bless his family today in the name of Jesus. Bless Sherry this morning. Father, strengthen Sister Simore and bless her today in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we give you the praise. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Jehovah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, His Majesty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. None like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody, nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. Ooh, we got greater. Isn't that something? We have Almighty God on our side, the God that have all power. We just got to remember, all power is for me. So no matter what come my way, no matter what they think is going to be, all power is going to resolve it for me. It's going to work together for my good, whatever it may be. I feel the pain of it. I feel the hurt of it. But I got to focus and know that the ending of it going to be the best results for me, because I'm on the winning team. And I got the head winner who's in control of everything. Yeah, we're going to go through some things. We're going to feel it and all of that. But God is faithful this morning unto us, his people. And we thank him. So listen, we're going to this one this morning. And I'm going to dedicate this one to Brother Louis. And he did email me. I said, Brother Louis must have forgot to email me when Sherry first went into the hospital. And tell me the results while he's going over there. What was going on when he got there? The man emailed me, and all the emails went to my spam. Because a lot of them, not just his, but a bunch of stuff. Because I updated my browser. And updating the browser, it changed everything. So I went in yesterday, and I was able to find all his emails and the songs and this and that. And so I was able to, you know, let him know, Brother Louis, I found what happened. Went to spam. Yeah. So let's go to this one. And when we come back, I got an announcement. And then we're going straight in with Pastor Terry K. Anderson. So, Brother Louis, I'm going to dedicate this one to you. Every day will be Sunday.
Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. Every day will be a Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. I will be my mother on the other side. I will be my mother on the other side. I will be my father, Lord, on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. I will meet King Jesus on the other side. I will be King Jesus on the other side. I will be King Jesus on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Mr. Manfield there. And every day will be Sunday. Manfield Turner. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. I like that one, Louis. I like that one a lot. I think it's a keeper. I think it's a keeper. Yeah. Daryl Manfield. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll be praying for here, Daryl Manfield. Listen, yeah, that was a great harp player now. Oh, he played that. I got to give it to him. You know, I got an ear to know good. That's why I know I can't really say. Because I got an ear to hear. Yeah, and so we thank God this morning that we were blessed with that one. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Hallelujah. Not in this life, but in that other life. Yeah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Okay, Dara and Eric Turner. All right. Thank you, Brother Louis. God bless you. Listen, I spoke with Sister Samoa after the show yesterday, and she said she don't have Cash App. And she said because she had some experiences and it make her not trust instant access, you know, to certain things, money and other personal things, so she don't do Cash App. So if you would be so kind as to send $10 to me, Cash App, my Cash App information is cash, the money sign, the word CASH 1727. The money sign, the word cash, 1727. So if you send me $10 there, I put it all together. I'm asking, and anyone who would give $10 to her, I'm asking them for it. And I can put it in a card from all of us with your name inside of the card as well and send it to her, because I was thinking of flowers at first. And I said, no, money will meet a better need. You know, money a better meet a need, you know. So that's what I, boy, that Sion, you was ready, wasn't you? So that, you know, would meet a great need for her right now. And so I said, if we all could just come together and, you know, send her $10 and we go from there. Yeah. And I get a card, a beautiful sympathy card, as they call it, you know, one. A Christian or a gospel or whatever they call them, sympathy card, and send that to her with a check, cash inside, but hopefully a check, maybe a cashier's check, and she can run to her bank and cash it, yeah. And we're moving on in Jesus' name, yeah, because if it was us, how would we, you know, feel? You know, we've been together here. I did all I could to show you love. You showing me love. Now I'm in dire straits, and I need somebody to show me some support and some love and some help. And would you do it for me? Yeah. And that's the way we all probably would be thinking, you know, where I can depend on Jesus in the morning. They don't have millions of dollars over there like most places, but whatever they can come together with, $50, $25, $100, whatever they can do, that's what they will do. Yeah, and it's done from my heart. Yeah, when I ask, I'm asking from my heart to be a blessing to someone else, you know, maybe one of us. God bless you. Okay, I will, Sister Jerry, I will. I know you. I'll help you. And so we thank God today, and we give him glory. We give him the honor and praise. God bless you, Sister Spinner. Thank you so much. And we're moving on this morning. I just wanted to put that announcement out there. And for those who's coming through the archives and podcasts, if you could do it too, we greatly appreciate it. And thank you, Sister Dot. God bless you this morning. So if you can do it too, we'd appreciate it. You can send it to the money sign, the word cash, C-A-S-H, 1727. And I'll make sure I put your name in the card and, you know, make sure she get everything. God bless you this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we're grateful unto you. Listen, I want to send Sherry something, but I'm doing that, me and Shantae, because that's Shantae's buddy right there. She gonna always ask about that Sherry. And she and I, we're going to get together on that and send something to Sherry. I already had something from Christmas coming her way, because Louis got one thing and she was supposed to get the same thing he got, but in the female reign. But for some reason, they crossed it all up and messed it all up, so I had to redo some things. But now that we got the spam fixed and I got the address again, I don't have to dig it and dig it and dig to find it. I can get those things onto them. So we thank God this morning, and we give him glory. We give him honor and praise. And we're going in now with Lessons from the Fiery Furnace. Pastor Terry K. Anderson of Lily Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Daniel, at chapter number 3. Daniel at chapter 3, commencing in verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God, hallelujah, that can deliver after this sort. Here's the shout. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Thank you. You may be seated. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. That passage kind of preaches itself, doesn't it? I want to talk a moment about lessons from the fiery furnace. Lessons from the fiery furnace. This story, this saga of the people of God in this strange land, in Babylonian captivity, always grips and grabs me, because it is so close to our story as an African-American people. They were raped of their history, stripped of their culture. They were given new names. They were brought to a land that was not their own. They were in the midst of a people that they did not know or understand. But somehow, some way, God prospered them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not their real names. They had other names before they came to Babylon, but they thought that if they took their names, they could rob them of their personhood. They could strip them of their background. They could make them bereft of their history by changing their names. But brothers and sisters, you don't have to be what people call you. It doesn't matter what they call you, you know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, people will soon tell you who they think you are. Don't ever let anybody define you. Don't ever let anybody bury the light of your potential under the bushel of their expectation. They thought that if they took their names, if they robbed them of their history and their backgrounds, they could make them forget about their God. That story lies right close alongside our story. They brought us to a strange land. They brought us to some people that we don't understand. They tried to acculturate us. They gave us names that were not our own names. We were stripped of our history and robbed of our selfhood. Every sign that said whites only, every back door, every drinking fountain, every piece of legislation, every courtroom said to us wherever we went that you do not matter. But our captors, our oppressors made a tactical error. They made a king-size mistake. They let us go to church. And then they compounded the error by letting us meet Jesus. And since we met Jesus, they can't hold us back. They can't stop us. If anybody ought to be praising God this morning, if anybody ought to be clapping glad hands, if anybody ought to be shouting in the sanctuary, it's people that God has kept through all God has kept us through.
Thank you.
But I want to bring it a little closer to home this morning. Some of us have been through some stuff just in the last month or so. And God kept you. You could have lost your mind. I wish I had a witness here. God kept you through some stuff that lesser people would have wound up in an insane asylum. Weaker people would not have been able to take it, but God stood you up in the midst of your trials. Because when you are a child of God, he'll show you some things other folk can't see. It's right here in the text. Walk with me around the text. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, had been elevated to supreme positions in the kingdom of Babylon. Because the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, noticed that there was something different about them. There was something strange about them. And so they decided that they should eat meat at the king's table with all of his governors and counselors and captains of his army. And Daniel said, no, we don't want to sit at the king's table. Serve us vegetables and water for 10 days and serve the other people meat at the king's table. And after the 10 days, we will see who is the fatter, who is the stronger. Because when you belong to God, you eat from another table. You understand another language. Somebody ought to help me preach it. You're on another diet. You're on another plane. And folk can't understand why they're trying to pull you down, but you're still rising. They don't want to see you make it, but you're still driving. You're still living good. You're still eating well. They have tried everything they know to pull you away, but you just keep getting closer and closer and closer to your goal and your breakthrough. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Fret not yourself. I wish I had a Bible reader. Because of evildoers. Don't be envious against those who work iniquity. They shall soon be cut off like grass. And they shall wither like the green earth. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh just before they get to me, they stumble and fall.
Yes, sir.
They don't eat at the king's table because it's hard, if not impossible, to shake your finger in the king's face if you eat meat at the king's table. All right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not sit at meat at the king's table. And so King Nebuchadnezzar decides to put this statue, this golden image, on the plains of Dura. And the decree is that when the music starts, the sackbut and the harp, the flute and the lyre, whenever the music, whenever the band strikes up a tune, everybody in the kingdom will bow before this golden image. And the consequences of not bowing is a fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. And so they set up this image on the plains of Dura. The music starts, everybody bows, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because brothers and sisters, conscience doesn't care about consequence. Let me run that by you one more time. When your conscience is right, you're not bothered by the consequences. Because you got to make up your mind in your conscience before you get to the consequence. You got to decide, this is what I'm going to do, no matter what anybody else does. I made up my mind, this is what I'm going to do. The music starts, the band strikes up the tune, everybody mm-hmm. in the kingdom bows except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then they bring word to the king and listen to their criticism couched in envy and jealousy. They say, these men that you put over us, somebody ought to help me preach it. They wouldn't have any problem if it was just those men, but you put them over us. I still don't think I got that over to you. You ain't got no problem with nobody long as they're not over you. Long as they are beneath you, you all right with that. But when God promotes them, then you got a problem with that. I don't need your friendship when I'm down. You can tell your real friends when you get a better job, when you get a nicer car, when you get a bigger house, when you get a raise on your job. Your real friends celebrate with you when God elevates you. Brothers and sisters, hear me. There's one part of the scripture we got straight. The other part we're still working on. We know how to weep with people who weep. But we still got a problem rejoicing with people who rejoice. You can tell who really loves you when God starts blessing you. And I think I tried to say it the other Sunday. You ought to hang around folk God is blessing. Stop being envious and mad with folk that God is blessing. Sit with some people that God is blessing. Get on the road. Get on the pew. Get next to somebody that God is blessing, because some of that might just fall on you. The music started, and everybody bowed in the kingdom but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they brought the king word, and the king said, bring them here. They come before the king, and I think I ought to tell you that if you're going to be a child of God, the first lesson you've got to learn in the fiery furnace is if you are God's child, you will be persecuted. I wish I had something pretty. I wish I had something nice. I wish I had something smooth. I wish I had something really cute to say. All I got is, if you're going to follow God, look for people to persecute you.
Yes, sir.
And listen, you will be hated because you're trying to do right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You will be despised because you take a stand.
Ooh.
Talk back to me if you can.
Yes, sir.
They hated them for their stand and their standards. And when you got standards, people don't come to your house.
Mm-mm.
When you have high standards, folk don't like to go to lunch with you. When you know who you are and you don't let folk tell you who they think you are, they won't hang around you too long. We're not being persecuted today by a fiery furnace. We're being persecuted because we want folk to like us who don't. And you might as well get in your mind, they never will. I wish I had a witness here. Because the folk who are going to love you, going to love you anyway. And the folk who don't love you didn't love you to start with. So you ain't going to miss what you never had. And listen, envy is such a wasted emotion. Because when you're envious of somebody, God ain't going to stop blessing you them because you don't like it.
Come on.
God ain't going to be against them because you hate them. No, God wants to bless who he wants to bless, whether you like it or not. He'll prepare a table before you.
Yes, sir.
In the presence of your enemies, and all they can do is watch you eat. You're going to be hated. You're going to be misunderstood. What you say will be taken out of context. You'll be lied on just because you have standards.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness here. They know what you mean, but they will mess it up to try to ruin your reputation. They will try to destroy your intent. Because they know that they can't handle what you have. They just don't want you to have it. They can't do it like you can do it. They just don't want you to do it at all.
All right.
You will be persecuted by folk in your own family.
You better preach this morning, sir.
Sometimes a man's enemies are in his own house. I wish I had a witness here. Your brother can't stand you. Your sister secretly wants to see you come down. I think I ought to tell you, if you really came to worship, be careful who you sit by. Because not everybody's glad for you. Not everybody is celebrating with you. They want to see you tumble and fall. But let me say a word to folk here who set traps for people. The scripture says you better be careful, because the trap you set for me, you're going to fall in it yourself. God will make your enemy your footstool. I've said this to you before. Every time I read this story or preach from this passage of scripture, it always amuses me that if everybody bows, how can you see who's not bowing?
All right.
If everybody's eyes are supposed to be closed, if everybody's head is supposed to be bowed, how you see who's not bowing? I don't have time to deal with that. That's envy. That's jealousy. That's looking out to see can they find a way to accuse you for taking a stand. Jesus said, in this world, you will have persecution. But be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world.
Greater
is he that is in you,
yes, sir,
than he that is in this world. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
Joseph told his brothers, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God will snatch you from the jaws of the enemy and make a way out of no way, and all they can do is be mad, but you're still going up. Won't he do it? Won't he make a way? Won't he open a door? You will be persecuted. But that's not the end of the story. The king said, now, brethren, maybe you didn't get the email. Maybe you didn't get my text message. I said, when the music starts, everybody bows. And I heard through the grapevine that y'all didn't bow. I'm going to give you one more chance. I like you. I really want you to make it. I'm not trying to sweat you. I'm not trying to press you. I really want you to get this right. So when the music starts, go out there and just bow, and then everything gonna be all right. I know you missed the email. I know you probably didn't read it. With all the stuff I put on you, you got so much to do. You probably didn't get a chance to find out what was going on. So go out there before I get mad. Because I say,
all right,
when the music starts, everybody bow and worship the golden image. Now, you know what's going to happen if you don't bow.
Okay.
You will be thrown immediately into the burning fiery furnace. Now, yes, go out there before I get angry.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, King, we're not careful to answer you concerning this matter. Because the God we serve is able.
Yes, sir.
And he will deliver us out of your hand.
Yes, sir.
But if not, we still ain't gonna buy. I don't know how he's gonna do it. I don't know if he's going to do it. But I trust him enough to say that we are not bowing, because if we go in the fire, we're gonna survive it by going to be with God. And if we don't go in the fire, we still have taken our stand. You do what you gonna do, we gonna do what we gonna do. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar got so angry, his face changed. His facial features changed. Watch folk who don't like you. They smile in your face. And all the time, they want to take your place.
Yes, sir.
They're backstabbing. When they're in your face, they're smiling. Hey, girl, how you doing? Girl, I ain't seen you in a long time. Soon as you turn your back, their visage, their countenance change. Look at that old cow. Think she cute with all that old makeup on. It don't take all of that. Ooh, that don't even match. She don't look like nothing in that dress. Hey, girl, that's a pretty dress. Where did you get that dress from? Don't trust them. Don't trust them. Don't trust them. They ain't no good. Leave them alone. Be comfortable in your own skin. Don't wait for people to approve of you in order for you to be satisfied with who you are. Walk in here like you got money, even if you're broke.
Okay.
Sashay down the aisle like you got a raise, even though you don't have but $2 in your purse. You
can ever let your enemy know where you're hurting, because they will press it and push it every time.
Yeah. Mr. King, we don't have to go to a meeting. We don't have to meet in the media sanctuary. We don't have to go in the conference room. We ain't got to meet in pastor's office. We already decided that we're not going to bow. We're going to do what we're going to do. Now you do what you're going to do. And he was so angry that he was contorted in his facial features and had them heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it was normally heated. Mm-hmm. Bound them in wool, caps and coats, hose and shoes, bound their wrists and bound their feet, and had the strongest men in his army to throw them in the fire. And the fire was so hot that the men who threw them in burned. And they threw them in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. You will be persecuted. But if you stay with God, you'll be preserved. Look at what happens in the text. They threw them in the midst of the burning fire. And instead of the fire burning them, it burned off what was holding them. Because you can't praise God with a lot of stuff on. You got to take off arrogance. You got to take off pride. You got to take off envy. And sometimes you got to lose what you think you got to have in order to give God your best. Hallelujah. Look at what fire does. Not only does fire burn stuff off, but fire cauterizes stuff. It melts stuff. It makes stuff stick harder. And sometimes God wants to send us through the fire of affliction, so some stuff can fall off us, but some stuff can get stronger in us. And I need some strong Christian this morning who's been through the furnace of affliction to help me testify. If I had not gone through that experience, I would not know how good God is. I would not know how God can keep you fine in the fire. They didn't even smell burn. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes didn't smell like smoke. God will preserve you. I'm looking at some people in this church. Look good in your 70s. Looking good in your 60s. Go ahead, girl. God is preserving you. Square your shoulders, man. Walk like you're somebody. Talk like you somebody, because God is preserving you. With all you've been through, you still got joy. You still have a good night's sleep. You still got food on your table. You still got friends that God has raised up for you. God is so good in the midst of your affliction that you just ought to praise him anyhow. Yeah. When you go through the fire, it purifies. It burns off the dross. It burns off the unnecessary. It burns off the ancillary and the unimportant. Affliction has a way of getting your priorities straight. Trouble has a way of tuning your praise up. Because as long as you ain't going through nothing, you just turn it down a few decibels. But when God turns the heat up, it doesn't burn you. It just makes you want to shout more. Is there anybody here? Know that God has turned the heat up sometimes in your life. And all it did was make your praise louder. Make your hallelujah stronger. Make your praise the Lord just a little bit clearer. Because you can't praise God like you ought to praise God until you go through something. He will keep you in perfect peace. But you got to keep your mind stayed on him. He'll preserve you. He'll preserve you. Isaiah says he'll keep you till your hair turns gray. Hast thou not known? I wish I had a Bible reader. Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Father, the Creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. God preserved them. The hotter the fire got, the more that stuff burned off them. And then a strange thing happened. When you walk with God, strange things always happen. Unusual things always happen when you walk with God. The king threw him in and sat down on his throne. And then in a moment he said, wait a minute. Didn't we throw three men bound in the fire? They said, true, O king. He said, well, look here. Come take a look at this. You're not going to believe what I'm seeing. Come look in here. Maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me. Come here and look. I know we threw three men in the fire. But look, I see four men loose walking around in the fire. Now here's the shout. He said, didn't we throw three men in, bound in the fire? They said, yes, we did. He said, well, I see four loose. Didn't we throw three bound? But now there's four loose, walking around in the flame. Now, I didn't get this until I really did some research on this passage. That walking around in the flame is not just walking around in the flame. In the Hebrew, that walking around in the flame means they are loose dancing. Fire
When you're hot, God will loose you so you can come to church and dance. Shout. Raise your hands, because the fire did not even harm you.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop the music. I'm not through shouting yet. Three were in the fire. And the king says, I see four loose dancing in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar saw it. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out.
Yes.
Come stand right here.
Yes.
Here's another shout. Three went in. He saw four dancing, but three came out. Four were in there, but three came out. Four were in there, but three came out. Ask me what happened to the fourth one. Come on, come on, ask me. Ask me where he is. Come on, ask me where he is. He's still in there waiting for you to go through your fire. He's still in the fiery furnace waiting for me to show up. And when I get in there, he'll cool it off for me too. If you trust God, you're going to be persecuted. If you trust God, you will be preserved. But verse number 30, the last verse tells us, if you trust God, you're going to be promoted. He said, come out of there and come to the head of the line. I got some good news for you. He said, come out. I don't smell any smoke on you. Fire didn't do nothing to harm you. I've never seen anything like this before. He says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to write a new decree.
Hey. Yes,
the other decree talked about worshiping that golden image on the plains of Dura. But I'm going to write a new decree that nobody better not ever speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And if they do, I'll cut them in pieces.
Come on, come on.
I'll set their house on fire. Because no other God can deliver like this God. And I ought to have some witnesses in here this morning that no other God can deliver like this God. I said, no other God. All the mess I got myself into, no other God can deliver like this God. All the strain that has been in my life, and I'm still standing here this morning, no other God can deliver like this God. All the sins that I'm guilty of, and God still uses me to preach his gospel, no other God can deliver like this God. I need a sure enough witness in here this morning. I need a real shouter and a praiser in here this morning who can help me testify no other God is able to deliver like our God delivers.
There's no other God can open a door like our God can. There's no other God can put food on your table like our God can. There's no other God can rescue you from trouble like our God can. There's no other God who can make a way out of no way like our God can. There's no other God who can bring you through a divorce, who can bring you through the death in your family, who can bring you through being laid off on your job, who can bring you through your child being sick, who can bring you through cancer and high blood pressure. There's no other God who can deliver like our God. If the Lord has delivered you and you're not ashamed to testify, if the Lord opened doors for you and you don't care who's looking at you, if the Lord made a way for you and you don't mind testifying, why don't you shake somebody's hand? Tell them no other God can deliver like our God. No other God can dry tears like our God. No other God can make a way like our God. No other God can rescue like our God. Is there anybody here ever been delivered from your fiery furnace? Is there anybody here ever been rescued from dangerous toil and snare? Why don't you hug somebody? Why don't you grab somebody? Tell them this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Hallelujah. He brought me out. Hallelujah. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. He's been good to me. He's been watching over me. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know, do you know? I said, do you know? He's watching over you. He's looking out for you. Why don't you tell him thank you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I know he's all right.
Persecuted. Just wait on it. Just take a stand and see what folk lie on you. Just try to do right and see what they talk about you behind your back. But God, in the midst of all that, will preserve you. And then you stay with him, he'll promote you. There have been folk on your job trying to undermine you. They fired and you still working. You ain't got to get mad with them. Just pray for them. You don't have to try to hurt them because they hurt you. Just do what's right. Just take a stand for what's right. And God himself will promote you. Because when God promotes, nobody can fire. Because he who I hold in the palm of my hand.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta,
yeah.
Check it out.
Got it.
inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in that fiery furnace. My goodness, the gracious of life. Ah, yeah, Lord, in that fiery furnace, if we just don't bow down, yeah, God already have a plan. We can't just bow down to any and every old thing. I know what they said on the job, but I can't do that because my God is against that. And it's looking like I may have to look for another job because I just can't do that. Over at this church, they're asking me to do some things. I just can't do it because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God is not pleased with that. Yeah, family members, you know, they're going to ask you to do some things. I can't do that because God is not pleased with that. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're going to try to change you, talk about you, discourage you, lie on you, cheat you. They're going to do a whole bunch of stuff, steal from you, all kind of stuff. And many days we'll feel like we in a fiery furnace. Oh, but when we look around, God is in it with us. And when we come out, we don't look like what we've been through. Many of us, we look nothing like what we have been through. Because many have been through the storm and lots of rain. But today we can say we made it. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. Because of his mercy. And most of all, because of his love. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank him this morning for all he has already done for us. Great and mighty things. We thank him for what he's doing right now. Because he is doing something for us right now. And we thank him for what he's going to do, yet greater and mighty things that he has already done for us. He's that kind of God. He's on our side today. Hallelujah, in spite of us. He yet loves us. He's the God that looks beyond fault and meet need. He's the God that says, come, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. The same God. And so we thank him this morning again and again and again. We love him today. We appreciate him. We can't talk about him enough. We can't explain all that he is, all because he's more than we could ever explain. You've heard me say my parents tried to tell me about him. They really did. And they meant what they said, and they said what they meant. And they just tried to tell me all that they could tell me about this special God. I heard what they said and I believed it. Yeah, but it was nothing like when I experienced him for myself. When I tasted to see that he was good, no one could explain him. No one could tell me just how good he was. I could stand and talk about him all day, it won't add up. Because he's more than I could ever tell. He's more than I could ever share. Yeah. We just have to taste and see for ourselves that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Almighty God. Think on that. That have all the power is on your side. There's no higher power, and all this power is for you. Many times the problem is we're not for him. Many times we can't be faithful unto him because daily he's faithful unto us. I see the sun still shines. It still rains when the earth needs water. The moon still comes out at night to give light. Don't burn us up. I mean, don't freeze us to death. It just comes out and gives light. The stars still in the sky. He's still holding the water back from the land. All this water, lakes, rivers, oceans, ponds, he yet hold it back from the land. I can go to the beach and enjoy the water and the sand. and come home still breathing, safe and sound. What a mighty God we serve. I can fly from here to Italy. The sun never burned the plane up. The plane go through turbulence and different things, but guess what? I make it to my destination safe. Woo! And look at what he's given unto man. Look at the mind that he give unto man and allow man to create all kind of things for man. Bless man to have a mind to create a car, a truck, SUV, plane, train, boat. Huh? That's God. Bless man to create all of this, and then man can use all of this in many different ways. I would look at how man came up with the mind to do nails in a nail shop, do toes in a nail shop. Yeah. You don't have nails. You go in there with no... with any nails, and they you come out with super long ones, any kind you want, sharp, pointed, square, rounded, any way you want them. You go in feet, toe up, come out feet looking like new money. God gave man the idea, gave man the mind to put it together and to get it done. Yeah, needed stuff to farm the land, tractors, all kind of equipment. They have equipment now to do all of the harvesting. When I was a girl, you could ride down 95 heading south, and you would see the workers on the side of the road picking tomatoes or okra or potatoes or whatever they had. Today, you don't even see that anymore. The trees done covered. And they got equipment back there, machines doing it. Where I lived, there was a bridge. We called it the Beaver Street Viaduct. Do you ever know about that? At the foot of the viaduct right there, Jerry, at Acorn and Beaver Street, they had Clark's Produce back there back in the day. And you could get a job there grading oranges, grading tangerines. When I was 13, they gave me a job back there. I worked with Jackie Pittman. I know you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Right there at Clark's Produce at the foot of the viaduct. Not over on the side of, Robinson and Beaver. Not there. Robinson and Beaver is where the farmer's market was and the farmer's market restaurant. But you could even go there and get a job. It wasn't like it is today. You really didn't even have to fill out an application. You gave your name and your social security number, and they went from there. Yeah. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. Yeah. God has blessed us. We have come a long ways. Not just African Americans, black folks, everybody. God has made it possible for everybody to be blessed. Man, he gave man a mind. But today our prayer should be to him. With this mind that you gave me, let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. I want that mind. I don't want any kind of mind, anybody's mind. I want the mind of Jesus. I don't even want that old mind I had. I want the mind of Christ, because his mind is to love God. His mind is to obey the Father, to do the will of the Father. And so we're grateful unto him today. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow down. They changed their names, tried to change the food they ate. But they ended up staying faithful to their God because they knew him. Do we really know our God today? Do we really believe that our God is able to do all of these things for us? He's able. We just got to believe and trust him. Shake yourself. Shake the devil off of you. Get up. Begin to do something that you haven't done. Sometimes we stay in the same rut, doing the same thing day in and day out. Change up. Take yourself for a walk if you can walk. Take yourself for a drive if you got a driver's license and an automobile and insurance. Sometimes I ride to Green Cove Springs to get out the house. And I ride down and I look, there are these churches down there, a whole row, a whole street, straight down that street, churches. Church of God in Christ, Baptist Church, this guy. I ride down that street and look, go down by the park, turn around and come on back. Sometimes I stop at the McDonald's and get a cup of coffee and ride on back. Yeah, I think it's about 8 miles from me. Sometimes I might just ride to Jacksonville. I don't have nowhere in particular to go. Just ride and get some sunshine. It's like vitamin D and come on back. Praying. Yeah. Singing, praising. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And we thank him this morning. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today. And Brother Lua had to run over to take Sherry some stuff. And he said he's going to find some gasoline. He have a half a tank, but he thinks he's okay for now. So he had to run to go and check on Sherry and take up some stuff, which is a good thing. So I'm going to this one, and when we come back, the studio is still open. If anyone has something they would like to say.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Oh, down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that God been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, giant, say, all of my life. The singer's on the thing. Hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say, hold. God's a change. I lay awake at night.
Everybody say Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus will fix it.
If he's going to fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
Somebody say he'll fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
Has he ever fixed it for anybody?
Jesus will
fix it. Let me see you wave your hand.
Jesus
will fix it. Somebody say
Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh.
Come too far. Bishop Brady is next to you. Because he keep on telling you the chicken tastes real good, Prophet. You just ought to taste it. And then he said he the one that cooked it. Give Pastor Brady a great, great big God bless you. Come on, give Pastor Herman a great, great big God bless you, Bishop Seth. Give Bishop Brady a great big God bless you. My mama and my daddy is here. Give them a great, great, big God bless you. I'm not going to bother you. Sit down. Jesus is here, church.
wonderful change has come over me. Everybody say, a wonderful change has come over me. Everybody say change. Come on, say change. Say change. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Take.
All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you.
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara.
How are you?
A wonderful change. A wonderful change.
Amen. Amen.
Has come over me. Oh, God, I thank you for the change.
Amen.
Because I would still be running like a wild animal. He wakes you up in your right mind. He took that old thing that passed away. Oh, everyone knows that from a certain time of day to a certain time of day, I'm praying, and now the devil said, let me have this person call you. You ain't heard from him in a minute. I just ignore, decline. See, I'm not playing God. I'm not playing church. Because God's not playing in this season right now. I mean, you got 13 years old getting killed. My God, thank you. That could have been me. You got 14-year-old committing murder. My God, with the wrong people, you'll make wrong mistakes. My God. So this morning, I want to take time out and say thank you, law enforcement, for doing your job, no matter how much you get criticized. You perform your job just like Jesus. Yes, there's some bad people everywhere. There's some bad people here. There's some bad people over there. But that doesn't make all the apples bad. So law enforcement, hats off to you. 11-year-old boy went missing, but you found him and brought him home safe. A wonderful thing. But let that be something else. And, Lord, we got a war going in the United States and different states. Have mercy, Lord. Give us a mind to see what's in front of us. You didn't just prepare the table. You filled it so we can come and dine with you and come and see that it is good. You didn't just have the furnace. You let the king see that it would heal the unsaved, because the man that turned it up 7 times harder, he fell in. He didn't walk around. But Shadrach and Meshach, you threw them in. They didn't just walk around. They danced around with Jesus, because their last words said, nevertheless. So you got to know, even though God ain't do it, it ain't that he can't do it. Put me on in. Because his thoughts are not my thoughts. So, Lord, today, thank you. I'm waiting on something, but it didn't get here. I'm not going to get mad at Jesus. I'm going to say, Lord, have your way. For in your perfect time, and it be my perfect joy. Thank you, Lord God. Don't let me go down the one-way street. Let me go down the Jesus street so I can receive all the blessings that you have for me. I used to didn't get up before 10:30. I was kind of like David, sleep all day and get up and let the devil work me all night. No, 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 no more. When the sun rises, I know it's Jesus saying, get up. It's Jesus in the morning time, Jerry. So I'm glad that Jesus is here. I don't know why my phone went that crazy, but that's okay. It's a wonderful thing. Some people can't see, but they can see God even if I'm blind. Some people have sight and can't even see God, and he's right there with you. So how are you going to believe in God when you can't see what is right in front of you? Bless them. If take the doctor that God gave him the brain to give you the heart. It make the machines to let you breathe. Don't say it was Dr. J. It was Dr. X. It was Jesus all the time. What did he tell the man? Come, come. My daughter is dead. It's only asleep. Mary said, why, if you hadn't been here, my brother would have died. Jesus said, called his name 4 times, and when he calls your name, you'll know it's him. So Lazarus rose and came forth. That's what it means when it says, my sheep know my voice. That's what it means when it says, I'm going to throw you in the fire if you don't bow down to my God. I'm only going to bow down to my God. My God is awesome. That keeps on blessing me. Not with just material things. He blesses me with 2 eyes in the morning to see that it is him. 2 ears so I can hear that it is him. And he gives me a sound mind that I don't listen to what someone's telling me in the left ear, because I need to hear what God's saying in the right ear. And the right thing is give thanks. Today I want to give thanks to those law enforcement officers. They did their job due diligently. They did their job. They found that girl. I'm not saying that all policemen are bad. We have, some kind of us, we have 2 or 3 children. Maybe one of them is bad, but does all of them, does that mean all my children are bad? And I don't think children are bad. They just confused. They need some guidance. I don't believe that children are bad. They need some guidance. Maybe your children are what they see you doing. But some family have this motto, do as I say, not as I do. But the words say, raise a child as you will have it to go. Maybe you're raising it how to steal, kill, and do wrong. I can't say my mom raised me like that. No, that's not how mommy raised me. She tried to stop me, but you know, that left ear was talking to me, and what they said sounded better than what she said. Because what she said didn't make no sense. As I said, she's old. She don't even understand. Now I'm at her age, and boy, do I understand, Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. Because there is no other help I know. I used to laugh at her running in that room and praying. As we would say to each other, my brother and I, there she goes again. But she was praying for us. I believe she could have fasted all day without eating and not worrying. But she was praying that food come on the table for her 7 children with no husband. And I must say, we never went one day without one meal. Her meal barrel never went empty. Yes, she has some challenges. Some people say boys are hard to raise, but I beg to differ. Girls are some rough characters. I don't know if some people know Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Everybody say, that's that Bobby. He making Whitney. Wait a minute. Whitney was worse than Bobby. Bobby hung out with her because she was like what he liked. We got to really look at it. Who was worse, Whitney or Bobby? Let's be real now. Who was worse, Jerry or Bobby? Let's keep it real. Mr. Crowd probably knew how to curse, but he didn't curse. But oh, see that Jerry. She can rip it. Until one day her husband said, baby, we agreed not to call people out their names. I told you when you met me what my name was. He kept his promise. I forgot. But I don't let the devil remind me of what I didn't do. I let God each day teach me that where I was where I was at that time. And Lord God, I want to thank you for our military. We never had these type of FIFO attacks on us like we got now. Oh, we could criticize old Trumpy, but I think they knew don't play with Trump like that. I'm not talking about Biden. I'm just saying. We kept the wall up. Now we put the wall down and everything and everybody coming on in. Hey, oh, God. We kept the rip-ruffs out, but we letting them on in and we financing you to come on in. What is wrong with us? We kept a high alert on our computers because he trusts the businessman. He ain't got time for you to mess with his business. But when you in business, you understand business. No, he didn't know how to talk eloquently. He didn't know how to tell you what you wanted to hear. But he did know how to what? Turn that economy around. So he had a slip. Coronavirus hit him. Wasn't expecting it. But he's already started the vaccine before we even got the new president. I don't know if you remember that. He was on the job. Oh, but he's the call for the Washington people coming in. Wait a minute. We have to take account of our own actions. No one made me hop in the cars with the bad people. I did it because I wanted to. No one made me stay out late at night. I did it because I wanted to. We have to be accountable. Oh, I did it because our president told us to do it. Stop it, I say. You did it because you wanted to. You can't give, oh, I ran into that pole because the president told me to run into the pole and blow up the, oh, wait a minute. Stop it, I say. You did it because you thought that's what you needed to do. You did it because you didn't like the result of certain things. We all have sinned and fell short. So today, military, hats off to you because your job is really lined out for you. Law enforcement, thank you. Yes, there's some bad apples in everything. Even in the grocery store, you sometimes buy a bag of apples and you'll see one or two. And you're like, oh, my God, look, it's messing up all the apples. There's always something bad because he says, when I want to do good, but there's always trouble. So we thank you today, Lord. I thank you for my life because you're always blessing me. You're blessing me with oxygen to breathe. You're blessing me that I still have spinal stenosis, but I can still get around. You blessing me that if I only believe, if I only believe that there's nothing like God, seeing the military go and come back, and we can't even find nothing to do but let a basketball player get out there and shoot a few hoops, he's worth billions and millions. But the military laying their life on the line for us, and we'll see if we can give them a couple of $100. What's wrong with this country, everybody? They're risking their lives for us, but they're worth only a couple of hundred. But the NFL is worth $500 million to throw a football. Basketball, you worth so many millions, but I appreciate most of the basketball players that's giving back to the education. LeBron James, he's got a school, he's educating because he remember where he came from. Some of us get money and we forget that we came from the project. and we turn our nose up. Oh, look over that hilltop. The rats is going everywhere. We used to be there, Jerry. Oh, look over there. Look at our ancestors. Oh, stop it, I say. You used to be there. Let's not talk about it. Let's see what we can do to help about it. Some of us are so blessed. We got our hands so clenched. If we ask for $10, that's too much. How we know she don't get it? Why do we even care? Let God deal with that. Let us sow a seed for the needy. Be a cheerful giver. Bless that the Lord has blessed you with. Now, I understand some people just ain't got it. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. But God has a way of seeing that if you want to do it from your heart, God will double back what you gave out. I'm not talking about what somebody told me. I'm talking about what I know. I'm not talking about bank. I'm talking about foreclosure on the door. Next door neighbors and people around me, I see them getting sitting out. I get a call and come pick up your deed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not talking about what somebody told me. I'm talking about what I walked through. But see, I'm a cheerful giver. That's not my weak point. Everybody got a weak point. Giving, oh, God, yes, Lord. But you see, I cannot give God. He already know that. So he's like, Jerry, sit down. I know you're going to give quickly. But where I need you to improve on some things, Jerry, I got to still work on you, baby. You ain't where you need to be, but you sure ain't where you used to be. And for that, I say, God, thank you. Because it could have been me that lost my only child. And I don't think I could come out the dark room. I would need a whole lot of prayer. I would need a whole lot of love. I would need God to say, baby, I'm still here. Remember, I told Abraham to bring me his son, Isaac. I didn't tell him to bring me Ishmael. I said, bring me that Isaac from you and Sarah. But when Abraham got there, he didn't let nobody go with him because he had enough faith that he'd be back. He said to them, me and the lab, we will be back. Because see, that's the kind of faith he believed. If God takes him, it's for the greater cause. So I speak to those, even though you have lost a loved one, God did it. He loves you. Because he hasn't asked nothing of you that he hasn't done himself. He gave you his only begotten son. So let us tell him, thank you, God. Help me get through this pain. Because you told me on this earth, everything I have is only a loan. So I thank you for the loan, God. But give me strength to bear and go through this hurt. Because it hurts bad. I thought birthing my son was a hard labor, 12 pounds, 13 ounces. That's a card. Really, really hard. But I believe if God said, you got to sacrifice him for me, Jerry, I'm going to have to go and pray and get in that closet and say, we'll be done, God. This hurt. It hurt worse than the birthing. But have your way, Father. Because sometimes God is going to check just to see if you are willing to give him all and your all. He know I love that grandbaby. But I go to sleep at night and say, Lord, please don't let me worship him more, that you would feel a need to come get him. And maybe, Lord, this prayer is still worshiping. Help me to walk through where you would want me to go with this. Because I still got some training. I'm on the training every day, Lord. I stand before you because I'm in need. I'm not in need. I'm not Barbara. I'm not standing in need of Barbara because I don't know Barbara needs. I'm not standing in need for Sister Sherry because I don't understand her pain. Brother Frank or Brother Louie or anybody else out there. Lord, it's me. It's Jerry. You know the one. You know the one that you came and took her parents away at the age of four. You know the one that her aunt struggled to raise with seven other children. You know the one, because you know my name. And Lord, continue to call my name. Don't let me sleep where I have hid my last sleep. And the wrath has come upon me, and I didn't tell you thank you for all the other days. Father God, I thank you. For surely I'm not worthy all that you do for me. I thank you for the lesson of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's my favorite. Because I will not bow down before no other God but my God. I have an awesome God. I have a God that reigns. I look up at the sky at night. Man didn't put those stars there, but God put them there, and he called them by name. I got a sun that I look out that he hangs every morning. Man didn't put it there, because I know by trust God can make the morning look like night. So I thank you, Lord. Today, all I want to do is say thank you, God. Thank you that I'm not dealing with my son in the military, and I'm not going to be coming home. Thank you, God, I'm not dealing with my daughter or son that you have come and got. And Lord, thank you. Even though my child may be incarcerated, I still know he or she has breath in their body. So, Lord, I ask you to have mercy on my child. But they had to do something to get there, because you don't just walk in there and say, I'm trying to get in here. I ain't got nowhere to live. We can't take you. You want to go get accommodated in. Be careful if that's really what you want. I'm thinking that 14-year-old now realizes he is really, really messed up. But I think he would rather be alive in a cell than dead with his parents trying to prepare a funeral. This is where money cannot buy life back. His parents didn't tell him to go out and kill. They fight. They try to give him a good life. I look at their home and I say, oh, God, that's a beautiful home. He had a beautiful family. He still have them. But, Father, I guess I bless that family. I pray, Lord, you give them strength to go through, that both families have lost something. But one difference, one, they would never hear that voice again. She would never cheer again. She'll never graduate. He's got the opportunity to get a GED wherever he's at. Her life was cut short, Lord. So for everyone that has lost someone, whether it be incarceration or the funeral home, give them strength, Lord, to go on. I had a sister-in-law I didn't like. When she lost her son, oh, I felt a chill. That's a hard thing to bear, but God gave her not just one more child. She birthed another child, and then God gave her the grandchildren to raise as her own. Well, you know the plans that you have for our life, God. I ask you, if you please, please give us strength to accept what you're doing in our lives. Help me not to judge what I see you doing, because I don't even understand what you are doing. Give me strength, a sound mind, that I won't speak foul language against you, Lord God, no matter how bad it hurts. Help me to not ask you, why, God? Why? Instead, I'll say, thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. But it is your will, not my will. It was your will that I be born. It was your will that I gave birth. I've seen mothers that die on the delivery table, and the baby still lives. All things work together for those of us that love the Lord. So, Lord, help me have a great understanding that what I'm looking at is working together for my good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Better, so much better since I laid my burdens down. I know we heard it many different ways. I've heard it several different ways people sang it. But I knew this morning, Brother Lewis, I knew you would enjoy that. Yeah, hallelujah. He said Chicago blues. Yeah, uh-huh. His Jesus People USA had ministered and sheltered homeless for almost 45 years. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glenn Lester. Yeah, listen to that. And so we thank God this morning. Is there anyone else have something? Oh, Kate Kaiser, you are so right. Glenn Kaiser, why did I say Laser? It's Kaiser. You're right, Brother Louis. Listen, is there anyone else who have something this morning they would like to say? Please feel free to press that number one and come in. If not today, I will pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. No one else have anything they would like to say? Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Father, we thank you for your word today, because your word is a light unto our path. It's a lamp, God. It shows us the way. It lightens it. And Lord, we won't make mistakes if we follow the path, hallelujah, of the lamp that you're shining. We thank you today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, as we depart this morning, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I ask again this morning. I know your ears are not deaf and your arms are not too short to reach down. And I know you heard us the first time. But Father, I ask again this morning that you would bless your people. Send miracles their way today. Bless them this day, May the 12th, 2021, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We thank you, Lord. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, May the 12th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And again, today, have a blessed day. Hallelujah. So bye-bye for now.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. My God is good. He's been